We're going to go ahead and call this to order. This is the Pacifica National Board meeting, in-person meeting in Houston, Texas, from February 25th to 27th. Today is the first day, February 25th. Welcome, everybody. My name is Summer Reese, the Chair Pro Tem, and we're going to go ahead and call the roll and get to business here. So, Afia, if you could call the roll, please, just so we have a record that we've got quorum.
Tracy Rosenberg.
Here.
Andrea Turner.
Here.
Shram Agmir. Joseph Wanzala. Rodrigo Argueta.
Yeah, here.
My apologies. Ken Aaron is here.
They're not here.
Summer Reese. Lydia Brazan.
Here.
Bill Crozier.
Here.
Teresa Allen. Jessica Palomar.
Here.
Thank you. Okay, I think we have your name misspelled on this list. Wesley Bethune.
Here.
Nia Bediako.
Present.
Kathy Davis.
Here.
Carolyn Burden.
Here.
Alex Steinberg.
Present.
Renee Bryce Laporte.
Here.
Campbell Johnson.
Here.
Kimmery is not in the room, but in town. Marcel Reed.
She's not able to come. Excused absence.
Excused. Yes. Thank you. Heather Gray.
Also not able to come. Excused absence.
And Ifia Wangaza, present. Arlene Engelhart. LaVarne Williams.
He's got to call me at home every morning of the week.
Who is? Okay, well, we'll get.
My roommate. It's a collection agent.
Okay, plaguing
all of us.
Ricardo DeAnda. Madam Chair, we do have quorum, and we would ask. You're volunteering for something?
No. Yes.
Okay.
Alex, would you mind being the timekeeper? Thank you.
Thank you, Afia. Okay. Now, I see that I've got 15 minutes for introduction and welcome. I don't know that I've got 15 minutes worth of anything to introduce on except to say thank you, everybody, for being here. We can take a... Is there any objection to accepting the excused absence of Marcel Reed, who has a family emergency, and of Heather Gray, who was just elected this week and was not able to change her plans to be here that quickly? So, no objections? Okay, let the record reflect that both of those absences have been excused by the group. Thank you. Thank you, Bill. So, so welcome to new members for whom this is their first year on the PNB, and welcome to everybody else who's done this before and still decided to come back and do it again anyway. So I hope we're going to have a really good year ahead of us. This is our first in-person meeting. Weather's lovely. People seem in a good humor, so I hope this is going to be an auspicious start to our new year and that we'll get a lot of work done. I don't have 15 minutes worth of anything to say, except I'm really glad we're all here. So I think we can go ahead and get to a discussion of the bylaws and responsibilities of board members and the rest of the things that we have on the agenda today. Yes.
Do we have to approve the agenda?
That's the interesting thing. The way this is laid out, Nia, I thought of that myself. It says board orientation, which isn't exactly board business. It's just like saying we're going to run through some stuff. After... in the evening tonight. Then it has call to order opening. And then we actually have like an agenda that starts dealing with anything we'd be voting on. It looks like the entire morning session at this moment is devoted to various...
It's in this book?
No, here. Do you have it? Afia, it's a separate... And, you know, this is open to change, but this is the way it's set out right now, is to do some of this introductory stuff in the morning and actually getting to things we're voting on this evening and into tomorrow, obviously. Go ahead, Nia.
Well, it's entitled Open Session Agenda, and part of the open session agenda is the introduction and the bylaws review. So traditionally, and I think that's what we should do, we should approve the agenda.
Yes, I've got no problem with that, except this isn't really laid out that way, but that's just probably clerical error. So is there any objection?
I object.
You object?
I do, because I feel that the approval of the agenda takes time and review, and there may be things we want to actually change on the agenda. And unless we're going to dedicate that time to it now, I would rather have the presentation, and then when we open the session, we can look at the agenda and we can decide point by point, mm-hmm. what we want to do. And I feel that that's a more coherent way to function, so that we don't delay this part. So when it's time to get to that, we'll have the time to do that.
Summer? Summer?
Yeah, I have a suggestion, but go ahead, Nia.
It says here, the open meeting begins 9 a.m. Central Time, Friday, February 25th. So this, and it's an open session agenda. It shouldn't take us very long to do that, but I'm confused.
May I make a suggestion? But I wanted to hear what Lydia had to say. Go ahead, Lydia, and then I have something to say about this.
I'm just confused. Are we proposing that we have this board training in the morning, all morning, right? And then... So then the portion when you're recommending we approve the agenda, it starts in the afternoon at 1. Is that correct? Because I can't follow this.
Well, and I have to admit, and I didn't put this together, and I see there's a lunch break and then this huge gap between
right.
that and dinner.
Right.
That's closed session. I hope that, maybe Ricardo is going to be here by that time. He may not be here
okay,
till tomorrow.
Okay, so
what I was going to say, Lydia, and just to, I think to clarify, it says open session agenda here. I think that's really an error because this, you know, what we're talking about here is an introduction to the board business. It's nothing we're taking votes on. It's basically our executives filling us in on various things, like we've done other Friday mornings when we first get to these things. And before we get to any business, obviously, we would have to approve the agenda in case people wanted to move motions around.
So at 1 o'clock.
Well, 1 o'clock, that would be a separate agenda for executive session. We'd have to look at that agenda and approve that one. But the open session, it appears from this to begin this evening after, you know, when we come back from dinner, you know, because there's an executive session between lunch
okay.
and dinner, which is a separate agenda.
But
we would just go ahead with the introductory stuff here this morning, and then we would approve an agenda before we get to any of the meaty matters that we're going to vote on. So I think it's an error, essentially, that says open session agenda at the top of this rather than, you know, board orientation. But, yes, Campbell.
That I think is well and good, although the notation that came out indicated that the agenda would be subject to amendment.
Of course.
Okay. At the meeting.
And I
secondly,
think even, yes, go ahead.
Secondly, I can recall on January 30th, 2009, when I was had been elected by my LSB to be a director here.
Mm-hmm.
The agenda was turned around so that the board could vote me not a director.
Okay, I can't really deal with that because I wasn't even
well,
on the board
I mean,
back
that's
then.
That's what occurred, and that was in Los Angeles.
Okay.
And so your statement about, and this was before the introductory things that you're making.
Gotcha.
Reference.
Well, I mean, I would respect the fact that we would not take anything that requires a vote or a motion during this morning session. I'm just hoping we can kind of move it along here. So, okay, I guess I'll take a stack here. I've got. It came out of coordinating committee. That's why it was subject to being changed once we got here. But I. Yes, please, Bill.
There's a agenda approval's already on here for tonight.
Yeah.
So we can do it then.
I guess that's what I'm getting at. Is nothing on for this morning is anything where we would take action, which, it is simply orientation. So there's no There's nothing really to fight about in terms of agenda approval, because when we get to the place where we're going to be voting on motions, we can move them around at that point and to, you know, and shift the agenda at that time. I would respect the group and not entertain anything that would require a vote this morning if somebody brought it up and simply put it down to this later today.
Yes. We may need some minutes. I'd like to move maybe that we ask Richard Giselle to come in and take minutes for the day. I mean, we need somebody to do minutes.
We need a recording secretary. We need somebody to talk. If you're the secretary, go on. And hold on, Campbell. I'll take you next. Unless somebody else. Let me take Alex next, Campbell, because you're spoken last. I'll come back to you, okay? Go ahead and hear what we're going to say, Malcolm.
I think this is out of order.
Well, out of order or not, I have to deal with any issues that people want to, you know, I mean, I don't want to just rule things out of order. I want to at least see that we're all on the same page so we get going here. Alex?
I have a point of order.
We do have a secretary, is that not right?
That's correct.
Yeah, as long as you're recording, that's fine.
Okay, I have a motion. The motion is that we...
If it's that damn collection agent, tell him to drop dead and go to hell. If it's specific, if it's my mother, I'll take it. If it's a guy, tell him to, you know. If his name's Gary Rose, tell him to.
Okay.
Unless we say differently, but the consensus seems to be that we're not going to do that, right?
I'm sorry. He's bothering me with the collection agent that's tracking us down to this meeting, I think. Tracy.
Are we... Excuse me, Madam Chair.
Campbell. Yes, she hasn't spoken at all. I'm trying to do that thing where we let everyone who hasn't spoken speak once. I'll come back to you. Don't worry.
The agenda is a draft agenda. It was put together at a coordinating committee that none of the pro tem officers were at. However, we had to have one. So this is the best wisdom of the committee.
And we thank you.
It is subject to change according to the will of the body, as all draft agendas are. So it is our choice whether we wish to spend to do our agenda process, which is probably going to take, because I love you guys, but I know you guys, at least 30 minutes, possibly an hour. And we can either allocate doing that this morning, in which case we may not get to some of our planned orientation activities, or we can just let go of it and attend to it first thing this evening as the open session opens. The idea of the coordinating committee was that we might want to do so tonight. If you guys would rather do it now, we can do it now. We just need to
move along.
Decide when we want to invest that amount of time. I suspect there's going to be all kinds of things moving on this agenda because it is very draft, but it's a big investment of time.
Thank you, Tracy.
Just decide which slot of time we want to devote to it. That's all.
Thank you. Campbell, go ahead.
Yes, my point was there are two places where it appears as though we're going to have some similar information. The financial overview this morning, and according to what you were indicating, Madam Chair, there would be no voting in regard to that, and then there's noted on here for, I believe it's tomorrow, a CFO report. And that I expect would be addressing the current situation.
I would certainly hope so, yes. Okay. So if there's no objection, then we can move to the orientation, and we'll take up a decent portion of time this evening on the agenda so that people can move things according to their will, okay? Is that acceptable to the body? Okay. Thank you so much, everyone. Morning, Ricardo.
Good morning.
Okay. Yes. Okay. We're going to go ahead and go to a foundation bylaws review with our executive director, Arlene Engelhart, and our legal counsel, Ricardo Deanda, has joined us this morning. And thank you, Arlene.
You're welcome.